Du lytter til Europakontakt, en udsendelse om aktuelle forhold vedrørende EU. I studiet Peter von Kohl. Udsendelsen kan også aflyttes på internettet på podcastradio.dk.
Commissioner, 4 months ago, you participated at a UN summit in Istanbul, where the idea was to find solutions or ways out or best practice when it comes to maintaining or handling human crisis. That's your job. Were you satisfied with the outcome of that summit?
Thank you for this question, and thank you for your invitation to discuss these things together in this very critical time for the world and, of course, for the European Union. First of all, I would like to say, regardless of my satisfactory of the World Humanitarian Summit outcome, that the World Humanitarian Summit was unique. For the first time, we came together as humanitarian actors to assess and to evaluate our effectiveness, our efficiency, and to see where we are going together. Now, we need to follow to the commitments we made. And please let me highlight 3 specific issues.
Welcome.
First, my obsession. Education and education, especially education in emergencies. This is paramount. It has become a basic need in these very difficult and strange circumstances. And this is because education, especially in the conflict areas and in this so-called influence from the radical groups, is a shield against radicalization, against forced recruitment, against forced marriage, which we utilize to restore dignity and hope to the young generation. Second issue, we have to better address forced displacement. It is a big challenge for the international humanitarian community to meet immediate needs, to reduce vulnerability, and of course to improve resilience and self-reliance. This is quite important for us because it is infrastructure for the dignity also for the vulnerable people. Third, another big challenge which we discussed a lot in the framework of the World Humanitarian Summit, we have to implement the so-called grand bargain on humanitarian aid.
What do you mean by that?
Yes, this is a joint challenge for both donors and humanitarian organizations, UN agencies, international organizations, NGOs, and all of us. We have to increase definitely our efficiency. Of course, we have to cut overheads. It's quite important to be more innovative in our work, especially on the ground. We have to do more with the same, more or less, budget, because you know very well that, unfortunately, the funding of the humanitarian and development activities in our current time, it's quite difficult. And I would like to say this grant bargain is a big challenge for the international humanitarian community, especially in the next weeks in the UNCA. UN General Assembly. This is more or less the situation. But the major issue for me as Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid is to make reality our commitments.
But you are in charge of management of crisis.
Yes.
How on earth can you foresee crisis within your area of responsibility?
Look, I have to clarify something about this label, crisis management. My responsibilities is reaching just through the instrument of European civil protection mechanisms. And you know, this instrument is based on volunteer work and on the European solidarity. But
which solidarity?
European solidarity. And
does it exist?
Yes, of course. We saw this solidarity last month in Portugal in order to fight together with Portuguese authorities and Portuguese civil protection mechanisms the forest fires, and at last and at the end of the day we manage the situation there in a very difficult circumstances.
But you know what I mean.
Yes,
when
yes,
it comes definitely. To the refugees, there is no solidarity. How do you yes. cope with that?
Look, I'm not naive. I can recognize this more or less accusation. We saw many problems in the implementation of the relocation process, but at the same time, we can see European people in Greece, in Italy, in Germany, in Austria, in Denmark, in Sweden, in France, in Portugal, in Spain, to welcome vulnerable people in Europe. And this is for me maybe the best message that the European people believe in our moral framework, in our moral obligation.
Let me add this conversation, interview.
Don't forget that my time, unfortunately, is quite limited.
That's yes. why I come to the end
yes.
right
yes.
now.
Yes.
You're the first commissioner I have met who shows empathy to his job.
Thank you.
Can you yourself keep up the strength to both foresee and handle all the necessary needs of the people who are suffering that much within your area?
First of all, thank you so much for your kind words. And of course, I strongly believe that, especially in our college, with our President Jean-Claude and our Vice Presidents, all of us, we have this passion in order to overcome traditional difficulties and to make sure that this very difficult time for Europe, this very difficult time for migration, with migration crisis and refugee crisis, which of course something beyond our imagination till now, but through specific instruments, with all capabilities of the European instrument, we can deliver and we can deal with these unprecedented circumstances.
I wish you luck, Mr. Commissioner.
Look, as always in my life, and I'm coming from country which already divided.
Cyprus.
Cyprus, yes, but I strongly believe that through compromise we can hope together with our compatriots, Turkish Cypriots, and because I saw a lot of problems on the ground in these latest years, I'm sure that after a lot of efforts a collective effort, we can see light at the end of the line. And I'm sure for this, and I think regardless of many accusations and many criticisms against European institutions, we can deliver the best results, not only for the European people, not only for the European future and perspective, but of course, focus on our moral framework as European people, as humanity.
Fascinating, and thank you very, very
thank
much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Du har lyttet til Europakontakt. Producent Peter von Kohl. Redigering og mastering Niels Holst. Udsendelsen er støttet af Europanævnet. Udsendelsen kan også aflyttes på www.podcastradio.dk.